Bav Mitzia, Yerushalmi, correspondent to Bav Mitzia Bavli, Daf Memtes. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Tes Zayin, Amud Aleph, on the last line of the page, with the word Rav Amar. Rav Amar, kol anoyse v'noysim b'manas she'en le'hano oino, yesh le'hano. Rav says that a person does business on condition there will be no prohibition of overcharging, there's still a prohibition because he's made a condition to negate a mitzvah in the Torah. Tani, Rabbi Levi taught over in Abaisa, Ha'ina Puta, Vahaidaya Puta. He says the minimum amount that's considered overcharging is a Puta, and the minimum amount to require a Shavua when a person admits to part of a debt is also a Puta. Elahina Atzamahu, so what are the rights of the buyer in the overcharged item? Tani, the Abaisa says, Niknu HaMekach, Choyzeloi Hanayasai, Dirub Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Nasi tells us that he can't retract the sale, but he can demand back the extra money that he paid. Rabbi Nosson Omar, Batel Mikhoi, Rabbi Nosson says no, the sale is actually cancelled. Kahana bar koimi Rav. So Kahana asked Rav, Beshasha Meche mit oina ad choimesh, Beshasha lekech mit oina ad shtus. In the first part of the price, the seller was underpaid. For example, he sold something worth 6 for 5. In the latter part, the buyer was overcharged. For example, he bought something worth 5 for 6. And if so, in the first part, the underpayment was a 6th. However, in the latter part, the overcharging was a 5th. Amalei, so Rav answered him, He, Honayasa, Imitstafim, Ashtus. In the first part, says Rav, it was a 6th of the full value, which is called the Milabao. In the latter part, it was a 6th of the value, which is called Milagoi. Machaloi Shova, Chamesh, Vashesh. If he sold something worth 5 for 6, then Yachom, Meimalei, Chad Dina, Igravis, Sach Dinoich. Why couldn't the seller say, you lost one dinar, take back a dinar, and let's keep the sale? And Rabbi Zeir answered, Yachem Meimalei, Leif Ikri Dehoin, Breisa, Amrin Ploini Igachich. The buyer could answer, it's dishonorable for me, because people will say that Ploini made a fool of me by taking too much money and then having mercy on me and returning it. Ve'ista Bai Meimalei, Yachem Meimalei, Leif Ikri Malbush Bechamisha Dinuin. Another answer he could answer to him, it's dishonorable for me to wear a plain 5 dinar garment. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Oshia, Amri, the three Amorim all said, My timer, Dahein Tanaya, Yada Anad Lehavis, Mikamti, Tavo, Elechamisha, Dinorin, Adahavis Dachikle, Yavi, Ashte, Dinorin, Savdi Dech, Vahavdidi. What's another reason that the sale might be cancelled? Because the buyer can say, I knew from the beginning that the garment was only worth 5, but because I was under pressure to buy, I paid 6 dinars for it. However, now that I'm not under pressure, take back the garment and give me back the money. If he sold him a 5 dinar item for 6, if he didn't manage to speak with him before the price rose to 7, and now the buyer wants to keep it, Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi, Rabbi Yavo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, the seller can say, just as you would have backed out if its price would have not risen, so I'm backing out now that it has risen. Tamanta Ninan, we learned a Mishnah in Bava Basra. Abba Midois B'Moichurim, there are 4 cases of sellers. Mochalei Chitim, Yofois, V'nimtsu Rois, Lekeach, Yochol Lachzoboi, Rois, V'nimtsu Yofois, Moicha, Yochol Lachzoboi. If he sold him good wheat and the buyer discovered that it was actually bad wheat, the buyer can back out because the sale was certainly not valid even if he wasn't overcharged. If he sold him bad wheat and the buyer discovered it was good wheat, then the seller can back out. Rabbi Yossi Barabun says it's actually a similar b'risa. If they discussed an acquisition but no money actually changed hands, either may back out and there is no curse of Mishapar, of the one that punished.